Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Video from the scene shows smoke rising from the wreckage of a Sikorsky helicopter on which Kobe Bryant was a passenger. Authorities say the cause of the crash is unknown and there were no survivors. Kobe Bryant spent his entire 20-year career with the Los Angeles Lakers, won 5 championships, and was globally recognized as one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Last year, during an appearance at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles, he recalled an early interest in the game that would lead to a record-breaking career.
I think I was born to play, man. I started playing at like 2 years old. And my father wasn't one of these fathers that was like, you're going to play basketball, or, you know. He wasn't one of those guys. He was just kind of, I was just around the game a lot, and I gravitated to the ball, and I was completely geeking out about like the smell of the ball and like the way it sounds when it hits concrete versus how it hits a parquet floor, and like the sound of the nets and the different material of the nets. And you know, there's certain basketball hoops, like in high school gyms and in college gyms, the rim sits slightly above the lower part of the backboard. And it was like, I was geeking out if I got into a gym which was like the NBA with the lower stanchion of the backboard and the hoop were completely parallel with each other. Like little shit like that would freak me out. So to answer your question, I was born to do this thing, man. And I did it nonstop all day long from the age of 2 to when I retired, man.
A prominent African-American critic of President Trump, Kobe Bryant often accused the U.S. leader of sowing division in the United States. In 2017, he was asked by reporters whether he would ever agree to attend an event at the White House alongside the president.
I wouldn't go. Simple.
You would not?
No.
Why?
Well, yeah, I think it's a whole matter of respect and standing up for what you believe in. Now, you can agree or not disagree, and that's completely fine. I think that's the beauty of the country, is being able to speak up for what you believe in, right? So being able to voice that opinion, you can agree with it, you can disagree with it, but I'll certainly respect your opinion, and I believe all thoughts should be valued, and so I wouldn't go.
President Trump on Twitter said reports of Kobe Bryant's death were terrible news. Former Vice President Joe Biden at a campaign stop in Iowa paid his tribute.
As I was getting off the bus to come in, I heard about Kobe Bryant. I didn't know him well. I only met him a couple times. But, you know, it makes you realize that you got to make every day count. Every single day count.
Kobe Bryant is being remembered across the United States and around the world for his contribution to the game of basketball, with athletes, celebrities, and fans bestowing glowing tributes to him on social media. Kobe Bryant was 41.